Oh, hi. I was hoping I would get to see you before class tomorrow. It's me, Rebecca. Your 10:30 Math 106 class. Yeah, I'm the one who sits in the front. Anyway, do you think I could talk to you about something? Oh, do you have time right now? What's it about? Well, I'd really rather talk about it in private if you don't mind. Yeah, couldn't we just go into your classroom? There's no one there now, is there? Okay, yeah, you have a class at 3, right? Okay, well, that's still a while from now, isn't it? I think I could most definitely be finished with you before then. What's inappropriate about it? I just need to ask you something, that's all. No, I don't know. Yeah, I know I'm a female student. Kind of obvious, don't you think? So you don't have time right now? Well, then maybe I have time to have a little talk to the dean about you staring at my tits during every class. Or maybe your wife. Did you forget that she's my advisor? Oh, do you think she'd be interested in knowing how you have to hide your massive boner every single time I lean over your desk to talk to you? Oh, so you do have time to talk. All right, good. The door. Trust me, you'll be a lot better off if it's closed. Now, isn't that better? Oh, what's this all about? Well, I have a little request to ask. Well, it's actually more of a proposition. And if you agree, then we'll both, I think, have a much better professional relationship going forward from now on. And if you don't, well, I think I've already made that clear, didn't I? What's the proposition? I'm willing to make sure nobody will ever know that you've been fucking and dressing me with your eyes for the past 2 months. And I'll even let you keep doing it. That way, you won't have to keep glancing over when you think I'm looking out the window or talking to my friends. Oh, yes, I'm quite serious. Oh, what do you have to do? You have to fill my mouth with a load of your cum. Hello, anybody home? Oh, I get it. Now's the part where you pretend that you've never thought about fucking a student. Now you bring up your code of ethics and how you could get fired, and then I take off my shirt. And now's the part where you shut the fuck up, just like that. Holy shit. I thought I'd seen your cock hard before, but. Well, at least you're big, right? Considering what we're about to do. Oh, what are we gonna do? Well, that's the fun part, Professor. Here's how this is gonna work. You're gonna jack that big, hard, throbbing dick in front of me. And you will not stop until you've blown a giant fucking load just for me. And if I like what I see, then I might help you along the way. But that's not what you need to worry about. What you need to worry about is this. You don't come until I say you can come. You come too early, and I'll run screaming out of this room like you've just tried to rape me. I think the hot, creamy evidence all over the floor will be enough evidence, don't you? But if you don't come, I tell you, Well, then the video goes out, of course, to your dean, your wife, and anyone who checks my Facebook. What video? Aw, man, did I forget to mention my trusty little camera phone sitting right over there? So you know where we stand now, right? And you know what you have to do? Good. Then whip it out. Oh, wow. Not so much protest this time. What a good boy. Well, let's see it. Give it a little stroke. What did you say? You want me to stroke it? Who the fuck do you think is in control here? The 35-year-old teacher with his khakis around his ankles in front of his student, or the 19-year-old college freshman that has him by the balls? If you want help, you have to earn it. But the next time you forget your place here, your worst nightmares come true. Got it? Good, now stroke. Yep. Fast and hard, just like that. Oh, but not too fast. You're making my mouth water. Did you ever think you'd end up like this with one of your beloved pupils? Well, it's not all bad now, is it? At least it was the one with the pretty face over top the 32G cup tits, right? Oh, wow, that number got you stroking even harder. Yeah, that's right. Jack that dick for me, baby. Fucking come for me. Come for me so I can take your fucking job. That's what I thought. You better slow down. As a matter of fact, stop. Hands off. Over your head. And not resting on top of your head either. All the way up. Ooh, what a good boy. Well. These fat titties really have your cock throbbing now, don't they? I bet you'd like to see a little more, wouldn't you? Finally see what these nipples poking through my shirts all these weeks really look like. Oh, I know you so well. And off goes the bra. Well, are they everything you fantasized about? Is that all you fantasized about? I don't think so. I'm about to let you stroke again. And since you've been so obedient so far, I'll help you along the way by telling you what I've been fantasizing about. A stroke. There we go. Okay, so my fantasy, well, it starts with exactly what's happening right now. Eventually, though, I'd suddenly drop down to my knees in front of you. I'd slap your hands out of the way and push you down right into this desk. The same one I've sat in for the whole semester. And after slapping your hands out of the way, I'd replace them with mine. I would start by squeezing your hard, throbbing cock from the base all the way up over the head. First with one hand, followed right by the other. So you'll feel constant soft hands sliding along your dick like a never-ending stroke. I'm sure that would get your balls boiling, but eventually it'd stop and just squeeze the base with one hand and jack your dick off right at the shaft as fast as I can. And once I feel you starting to pulse and throb, I'd make another switch. But instead of my hands, I would lift up two giant, soft, all natural G cup tits into your lap and finally make your dreams come true with a nice long titty fuck. And keep stroking. I didn't tell you to stop. And who knows, I might be describing your future. Anyway, well, while you're sandwiched in the beautiful warm heaven of my soft natural G's, I'd eventually sense that you're starting to get a little more than you can handle. And that means it's time for my favorite part. I would let you out of titty fucking heaven and slide you directly into the heaven of my hot, wet mouth. I'd start by holding your head and shaft in my warm mouth and working my tongue all over you, pushing you farther and farther to your limit. When I feel like you can't take any more, I'll give you more. I'd jack you off from base to shaft even faster than before, still working my tongue on your head at the same time. Then, when your cum builds all the way till it's just bursting to get out, I would open my mouth wide and scream, "Come for me, baby. Come for me. Let me taste you." And stroke it faster and faster until. Oh my God. Are you seriously fucking coming right now? Go ahead and squeeze it all out now. You might as well. Well, I knew I could make a man come with my mouth, but I didn't think that meant talking. Well, I guess you know what happens now. Oh, come on now. Begging is so undignified for a professor. You knew the rules, and you couldn't hold on. So now you get your punishment. Excuse me? What? You'll do anything? Anything. I'll tell you what, since you tried so hard to hold back your cum, and I can't really blame you considering the obstacles I put in your way, I'll give you one more chance to stay out of jail and divorce court. How? Oh, I've got lots more games we can play. But that's if you're willing to risk coming to my dorm, that is. Sure, you can come to my dorm. And after all this, you're still not worried about teacher-student ethics, are you? So you want to try for extra credit? Maybe this time you'll come when I want you to, like a good boy. And maybe this time I'll help you come where you want to, like you're a good little girl. Well, look, I'd better call you about it later so you can get to cleaning up here. Because if I'm not mistaken, you've got your next class coming down the hall right now. Have a great day, Professor.